Ready?
My stomach hurts.
Why? Partying
too
much?
I ate a whole pizza.
A whole pizza? I'm so proud of you.
Michelle told me that I look less expensive than I normally look.
I did say that because she does.
We figured out it was my new makeup.
Yeah.
It's 6:17 p.m. time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
Whoa, today you
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Franny.
I'm Michelle.
Welcome. Uh-uh. You taking your teeth off?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Sounds painful.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that much. How was your week? What did you do?
Went to work. Thought about how fun our weekend was.
Weekend was fun.
We spent the whole weekend together.
We did.
And we didn't fight.
No, we didn't fight. We did not fight.
I feel so fat now, though.
This week was weird.
Look how gross the ceiling is in here.
Yeah, my office has.
Oh.
Hi. You're hitting the brim of your hat on the mic. I spent this week working on my emotional toolkit.
How's that going?
It's pretty good. It's still a little empty.
What kind of tools are in there?
Coping mechanisms.
Like drugs and alcohol?
No.
Healthy ones?
Healthy ones.
Like writing a journal?
Mm-mm. Just an emotional toolkit.
I would really like to know what's in this toolkit.
I'll ask my therapist and I'll let you know next week.
Okay.
You're gonna have to lose the hat, buddy. Because that's not gonna work.
I'm not used to it.
We have a topic tonight.
We do?
Yes,
what
we
is
do.
It?
It is.
In six words.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the drunkest you've ever been.
I'm worried it's going to be depressing. I hope it's funny.
I'm sure it'll be funny. It's basically just to call us and tell us drunk stories. How could that not be funny?
I guess so. What's yours?
I guess I have a lot of them.
I guess. Give me one.
Knocked bride onto the floor. Puked out of a cab window.
Yeah, people have done that. The bride one's funny. What's mine? Oh, mine was jumped out of a moving car.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get hurt?
Yeah.
Like, badly?
Yeah.
What, when?
I was 17. It was the first time I ever took acid. And it was my birthday. And my friends had made me a hat that said, like, it's my birthday. And the drinking age in Puerto Rico is really young. So we went to this Mexican restaurant. All the tables around me were buying me shots. And I didn't want to be like, no, I'm on acid. So I was just taking the shots. So I got, like, obliterated. And then I was also on LSD.
So then you jumped out of a car?
Yeah, so then the station wagon, I was in the back of a station wagon because there was a bunch of people in the station wagon, and I opened the back and I just flew out.
And then what?
They stopped the car, they yelled at me.
And did you, like, break a leg?
No, I just skinned all my knees and stuff like that.
You're wild.
I was 17.
Well, you're the winner.
I don't think that's a winning story. I bet there's many more. And you should call us at 201-209-9368 and tell us all about your six-word drunken stories.
You can also join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link.
I really hope no one in my family is listening tonight.
No one in my family ever listens. It's because they don't love me fully. They only love the fake. They love Franny, not Frangry. I want to be loved all sides of me.
I saw Franny help this weekend.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
I did.
It's the new me.
It was amazing. I like the new you.
Me too. Feels good. And I'm going to yoga tomorrow morning.
That's great. I told all my friends you rebranded.
How'd that go? They like it?
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like I'm getting a lot of support. So that feels good.
Maybe soon your emotional toolkit will be full as well.
I don't need one.
Oh, everyone needs one. Everyone needs an emotional toolkit. Why do you think you don't need one?
Because I have great coping mechanisms.
Then you already have an emotional toolkit and yours is filled well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. You don't need one.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us in 6 words about the drunkest you've ever been. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Craig. Hi, Michelle.
Speak up, please.
Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, thanks for the present.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the present.
We got our wine and those.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, and thank you so much for bringing the ribs to the barbecue. Those were fantastic.
You mean the barbecue?
Yes, the barbecue.
You're very, very welcome. Happy anniversary to both of you.
Thank you.
Happy 5 years, and I hope that there's many, many more to come.
Thank you. We probably have another one in us.
Another year?
Yeah.
At least. Right?
Hopefully.
I hope it's a lot more than that.
So what's your 6 words drunk story?
Well, I talked about this before, and it would be in 6 words, dragged around the entire bar unconscious.
Dragged around?
That's sad.
Why'd you get dragged around a bar?
I was drinking, obviously, and sometimes, you know, like, for some reason, like, alcohol affects you more on one day than another, and I don't remember exactly how it happened or when it happened, but apparently I puked onto the bar and passed out face into the puke, and then the very next thing I remember was being dragged along the floor, and into a back room in the bar. And, you know, it was like I was in a spot where it was a short distance to the back room, but they ended up, I guess, just to embarrass me more, dragged me the long way around the bar.
This is a horrible story.
All the way to the back room while, you know, I guess everybody laughed at me.
Your friends did that to you?
Well, I guess the bar staff did that, but...
That's a horrible story.
But they all knew me, so, you know, yeah, I guess they were my friends.
I hope not anymore.
Oh, he doesn't run with that crowd anymore.
Anyway, I deserved what I got.
No, you didn't.
Sure I did.
Well, I'm glad that...
You don't drink anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't seem like you were too good at it.
I've done other things. But I actually didn't get into a whole lot of trouble while I was drunk, because I usually drank by myself, so...
Ted.
You know, it wasn't anything to embarrass myself. But.
Well, I'm glad you're okay now.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
But I called about that when you was, when did you lose your dignity? So I guess that was the same thing.
Rock bottom, baby.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you for inviting me to the barbecue. I had a great time.
Good, yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
Medicine on the comments board, which you can find by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Medicine says... Puked lo mein out of my nose.
Oh. Ugh,
disgusting.
Ugh. That's gross.
So gross. It's like extra gross that it was lo mein.
I'm imagining it. It's nasty.
Ooh, Tom C. says, puked, peed, and did number 2 on someone's couch.
Is that 5 words?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 words, I mean.
Yeah.
That's awful. These stories are going to make me depressed.
Yeah, these people really have problems. I thought they were going to be funny.
Like funny. They're like dark and...
Robin has a good one.
What's Robin?
Punched wedding bartender in face. Annoying.
That is funny.
201-209-9368. Call us and tell us in 6 words a drunk story, basically.
Hey, a new monitor.
What? Where?
That little camera. It's upside down, though.
What? Where?
Never mind, forget it.
I don't see it.
Okay.
I have this thing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, buddy.
Oh.
What?
Hey, so I have a bunch of seconds. First, I like to second that I would also like to know what's in that emotional toolbox.
I'll find out for you guys.
No, please do. That's like radio gold right there. Anyway, I have a story that's not so cliche, I guess, if you'd like to hear a story.
Well, yeah, because it's only six words, so let's hear it.
All right, the six words would be music video, mansion, girl band, party.
It doesn't sound that cool.
It was great.
But this isn't the idea for the story.
It was when I was younger. I had a friend who went
He's
to...
He's just calling to tell us a story.
Yeah, you're just calling to tell us a story.
Can I tell the story?
Can you tell the story in six words and make it good?
Can you tell the punchline of the story in six words and make it good?
Dang, I don't know. That's really just the synopsis of the whole entire story that's right there.
Okay, it's not that good.
I've puked on couches before. I've puked on people before. I've punched people before.
That was way more than six words.
Yeah, you rethink this and get back to us.
All right, I'll call you later.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Tiki lighter fluid wasn't apple juice.
What's your name, weirdo?
Jordy. Mm-hmm.
Jordy, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
All right.
Did you throw up after you drank it?
What was that?
Did you throw up?
No, I didn't. I had to sleep in the bed with my dad.
Aww.
Wait, what?
How old were you?
Not that long ago. It was a couple of years ago.
This was yesterday. How old were you? Wait, how old were you?
I was maybe 18, 19 or something.
Why did your dad make you sleep in the bed with him?
I don't know. I think it was mutual.
They thought he was going to die.
Like a mutual thing.
He didn't take you to the emergency room?
So he just like, you know, I felt safe next to him with that, you know. He actually came to the party that I was at and inspected the whole situation and took a look at, like, the lighter fluid that I had. I chugged it. I thought it was apple juice. And he came over, like, to the person's house and inspected it and said it was all good, I guess.
Why were you chugging apple juice?
Because it's delicious? What kind of question is that?
I don't know. It seems weird to chug apple juice at a party.
Apple juice is a delicious liquid. Ugh.
It is. It's delicious.
It's sweet.
It was just, like, I think I was really bummed and I just was, like, maybe in a fight with someone. I remember I just, like, needed to hydrate. I was, like, time for hydration. And I just, they're actually, the tiki, like, some apple juice containers and tiki, like, lighter fluid containers are so similar. And it's a big problem. Like, babies drink it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Sounds like you have a cool dad, too.
Yeah.
He took care of me. I think, yeah, he's, like, maybe he's done something like that before.
You owe him one.
He probably owes him a lot.
Oh, Ian says hi.
Who?
Ian?
Hi, Ian. He's cute.
Yeah, he is cute.
I don't think he had fun at the barbecue.
He looked bored as hell.
Yeah.
I was going to go, but then I couldn't make it. I think cause that's why he was bummed. Because
you weren't there?
Oh, yeah. Must have been all about you.
Are you in the band, too?
What band?
Ian's band.
Oh, Pop? No, I'm not in the band.
You're not in Poppy's?
But yeah. No, they're cool.
Yeah.
No, I think he had fun. He said he had fun.
All right, cool.
All right, have a good one. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Even though we don't have shirts.
We'll have shirts one day.
We only have shirts for double XLs. So I hope someone large wins tonight.
We need our new shirts. What are you looking at?
Andy Plant says, fell out of a house window. I don't like it.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Dan, naked in front of Bowie.
David Bowie?
Absolutely. He was in the in a booth at Madison Square Garden, had a private booth, and in the encores, as a friend, took off our clothes. But I was the only one that took off all my clothes, and I danced naked in front of David Bowie.
That's pretty good.
People below were pointing up. I was like, look at that guy. I was dancing naked in the booth.
All right, what's your name?
This is Know-It-All.
I know, but do you have, like, a name?
You know my name, Peter Seymour.
Peter Seymour?
That's my real name.
That's amazing. Of course that's your name. Okay, know-it-all, you're on the list, and it pains me.
I danced naked in front of David Bowie.
We heard you the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, why do you have to ruin it? You're on the list. Can't you just be happy with that?
I am.
Okay, great. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Drives you nuts.
He does drive you nuts.
Ugh. He's so annoying.
Yeah, that was a good story, though. That was a good story.
Will Crete on the comments board says, stole yacht, no prior experience sailing.
Love him.
You know him?
No, I love him, though.
Oh.
Anyone who steals a yacht sounds cool.
Madman says, too drunk to go to barbecue. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hey, you're talking about getting drunk again, eh?
Yeah, what else would we be talking about?
Oh, man. Anyway, well... Yeah, Scott called me and said, yeah, he's got one. Six words. Let me see if I can get this right. Hit by taxi, mom sent t-shirt.
What?
Well, that's the six words. But what it is he was living in Denver and mother was living in New York. Anyway, he was out one night in Denver, and they were on their way downtown to do some serious partying, and he got a call from his mom. She said, I sent you a package. You were looking for a package in the mail. He said, okay, thanks, Mom. Continued on downtown, proceeded to party it up really strong, and in the course of the evening, he got hit by a taxi cab and ran away from the accident. He didn't get hurt. He just got hit. He got beat up by a bunch of women. He can't remember why that happened.
That's the story.
He ended up on fire with 151.
I had a friend who did that, too.
And I guess had a great night. And then when the package came in, it was a T-shirt from Soho, New York, with a picture of a guy getting hit by a taxi.
Come on!
How's
from
that?
Soho, New York. That's a good one. What about yours, Rooster? You have one?
Well, yeah, actually, I've forgotten a lot of my drinking days, but...
I wish I could.
I put together one. My face stuck to the blacktop.
Okay, details, please.
Okay. I woke up in the morning. It was a beautiful, sunny day, and I was outside, and I looked up, and yeah, there was my car. And I tried to get up, but my face was stuck to the blacktop.
Oh, man, Rooster.
Yeah, you know. It was
like father, like
nights.
Son.
And, yep. I don't remember what I did that night, but I sure... never made it out of the parking lot or a bar.
I feel like alcohol should be illegal.
Yeah. Stories like this make me think so, too.
Sex and alcohol should be illegal.
Why sex?
Alcohol's a...
And money.
What? Money? What are you talking about now?
All the things that make people crazy should be illegal.
Love?
No. Yeah, love should be illegal.
No, it shouldn't. No, we don't need to be to make it illegal. We need to learn how to be responsible.
Rooster.
There we go.
All right, Rooster. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Bye, Scott.
Bye. Robin says there's really no explanation required if you're getting beaten up by a bunch of women. Grace Goldway says crashed cuddle party and spooned Moby.
What?
I really want to know more about that. Grace Goldway, please elaborate on the comments board. You're on the list.
Or call 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I just I wanted to say good thing we're not tripping.
Thanks. Thanks for your contribution.
That's not six words.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a good one. I think he was just trying to be funny.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, I call a lifeline for this topic. I need two at symbols and a compound name.
Okay, fine.
Birthday blackout at Coyote Ugly.
Ew.
Marriott Marquis.
Wait, finish it. It's a birthday blackout at Coyote Ugly.
Woke at Marriott Marquis.
Oh, classy moves, huh, man?
Gross.
No idea.
Gross.
No idea how I got there. Vague memory of a subway and running across a track.
Did you wake up alone?
I had a broken finger. Actually, no, I got a kiss on the cheek. It was somebody's room who I knew. I got lucky. I have no idea how I got there.
Scary.
God, that's so scary when you black out.
I don't really black out very much.
I used to.
I actually don't black out.
It's when you mix drugs and alcohol.
But I do that and I don't black out.
No, this is straight drink.
Oh, not
that. This is a birthday thing. Coyote Ugly gives you, like, unlimited, like, drink down the gullet on your birthday.
That's disgusting.
Open your mouth,
that place
stick
is
a bottle
trash.
Of
it's near
there,
my house.
That's it. You just keep gulping, right? They did it, like, 3-4 times.
Gross. You deserve what you got
finger.
From having your birthday party at Coyote Ugly.
I like
Ugly.
That he broke his finger.
Oh, not only that, a cop dusted me off. He found me
what
in front of the bar, like, on the ground. He brought me in, and he's just like, Lil, do you know this guy? He's like, yeah, he's okay. And he let me go.
I hope you've gotten it together since then.
Oh, yeah. I went to AA the next day.
The next day?
The next day, yeah.
You still sober?
No.
Nah, that was just my first do-si-do with the program. It's not worth it.
Do-si-do.
All right. Thanks for calling, Chris
one.
From Brooklyn.
Do-si-do.
Wait, Marcel has a good one. Punched in face by MTA worker.
Oh.
Please call us,
wow.
Marcel,
yeah,
and tell
Sean,
us more.
Or Marcel, you never call.
Jimmy from Kearney?
Carney.
It's spelled K-E-A.
It's Carney.
Okay. Sorry. Pulled over, 9mm pointed at me.
Scary.
Christian says, puked on little sister's quinceañera dress. Say that word, Michelle.
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera.
Quinceañera. Quince.
Quinceañera.
Yeah.
Miles says, know-it-all cannot win. I'm putting my foot down.
I might be with Miles here, so these calls better get better. That camera being upside down is driving me crazy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, wow, I got through. BLT.
Hey, BLT, what's up, dude?
Hey, it's a story in 6 words?
Yeah, 6 words about the drunkest you've ever been.
Oh, wait. I don't have one.
All right, well, thanks for trying.
Yeah, thanks for calling anyway.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hi, BLZ.
Hi, you're on the radio.
That was funny.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I'm so glad you picked this. What's up?
Who is this?
It's Alex. I don't know. I don't know. You don't know me.
All That's right. You don't know
random.
Me.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
Ready? Ready? Here they come. Let me tell you. My mom's face is on me.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
My mom's face is on me. I'm a blackout drinker, and I drank, I blacked out in Long Island, and I came to on a couch the next day, and I had a tattoo of my mom's face on my chest.
No!
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I promise. I got the proof.
Where was it? On your face?
No, my chest.
Oh.
Jesus. That would be untoppable. Like, that would be
yeah, that would have oh, been automatic win if you got your mom's yeah. face tattooed
on
your face. Oh, my yeah. God. It's like Inception.
No, if only.
Still a good story, though.
God, you should have lied.
That's like face Inception.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's just it's on my chest. It's not big, but it's there.
Okay. That's funny.
There.
That was nice of you. You could have gotten something worse.
My friend is a tattoo artist. And I had no recollection of this, but I was, like, really, really, like, pestering him, bothering him, and begging him to tattoo my mom's face on me.
Weird.
And I offered him extra money, and to which he accepted. And I got my mom's face on my chest for the rest of my life. It's, like, an old picture of her, too, like, from the 80s. She has a perm.
Yes.
Like a perm on my
That's
my
awesome.
Hair.
Is it with your chest hair? It makes her hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't. doesn't compliment the tattoo at all. My chest hair does not work with it.
All right, buddy.
Sounds really funny. I hope you've cleaned up your act since then.
What?
I said I hope you've cleaned up your act since then.
Yeah, I need to get my life together.
All right, have a good one.
Good luck with that.
Bye.
Glenn says, I can't say the first word, I don't think. It's,
what does it rhyme with?
Grown. By famous singer in washroom. Rhymes with grown by famous singer in washroom. But now I really just want to know who the famous singer is. See, it's just making me want more.
That's what a good story's supposed to do.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Hi, you're on the radio.
Naked in Staten Island with strangers.
Yeah, that's like my Tuesday nights.
Come on, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Have a good one.
I don't like that story.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. So the first five words are from The Drunken Knight, and then the sixth word is going to be the epilogue from 5 years later.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Thanks for outlining.
Hook me up with Rachel. Married.
Lucky Rachel. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Bye.
That was so weird.
That was weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, lady.
Wait, hold on. That one would have been funnier if it was hook me up with Rachel in the next one, and then the word was pregnant.
Yeah, that would have been funnier.
Okay, hi.
Hello. I've got one.
Okay, go.
Awoke, hugging, open mesh, wastebasket, unlined.
Nah.
That's normal.
Everyone's done that.
It was rough.
It was rough.
All right, have a good one. Someone wants to know if I've ever stepped foot in Staten Island. Have I? What's in Staten Island?
They have really good pizza there.
Like, is there anything I would go there for?
No.
Well, I probably haven't.
You've probably driven through it.
I think that's where R.A. the Rugged Man is from.
Maybe.
So maybe I did. Hi, you're on the radio.
Did David Bowie band, do you think? I don't know.
What? I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's
up? My story in six words is slept on plane toilet 4 hours.
Ooh. Ew, dude.
I know. It was horrifyingly disgusting.
They didn't try to get you out of there?
Yeah, they didn't try to get you out?
Well, they did try to get me out, and that's how I know it was for hours. So I was flying over to England, and it was dark when I went to sleep, and then all of a sudden someone knocked on the door, and I got out, and it was light out. So that was a pretty shocking way to wake up.
Weird.
So nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was alcohol involved beforehand, and we took NyQuil, so we thought we could sleep on the plane, but then the plane got delayed an hour.
Mm.
So we missed time with the NyQuil, so like we were going to duty-free and picking stuff to go get ready to go to England. We were already falling asleep in the airport. So it was just, a bad mix of everything.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Frank Ray and Michelle.
Hi.
So the drunkest I've ever been, and in a story six words or less, was luchador mask Roman candle fight.
Ooh, that sounds fun as hell.
It's a Roman candle.
It's a firework.
Did someone get hurt?
That sounds fun.
It was pretty good, and then there were people with water guns trying to put out the Roman candles at the same time.
Like, they fly in the air?
Yeah, you hold them,
yeah,
and they fly.
Yeah.
Oh.
And each one has multiple shots coming out of it. It's super fun. Dangerous, though.
Yeah, you're crazy.
No, everyone does that.
Except I haven't.
Except you.
I'm a goody two-shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've become more of an adventurer since we've become friends.
Really?
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You take more risks.
Thanks.
Physically.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good one, buddy.
All right, bye.
Paul D. says, kind of grateful to hear these stories. Whenever I miss booze, I just have to remember all the repercussions.
It's true.
It's true. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is in six words. Tell us the drunkest you've been. Hi, you're on the radio.
I am, really? Oh, that's so cool.
Cool, welcome. Can you speak a little louder?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just speak a little louder if possible.
19. Boilermakers and Black Russians. Maxis, Kansas City.
Pretty sure she already exceeded
midnight.
Six words.
Did I go over six words?
Yeah, what the hell? You're like at 26.
Do I got my t-shirt?
No! No, because you can't count. You seriously went to like 12.
That was a lot of words.
Okay. I'll cut it down. All right. Why? Because Black Russians and Boilermakers. Well,
that's already four. You know what a word is,
yeah.
Right?
Well, how are you going to say Black Russians and Boilermakers and, you know, and still go get everything in there?
Well, that's the challenge,
that
isn't
is
it?
That is the challenge of the show.
Try again and call back. Have a good one.
Workshop it.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, awesome. Okay. My six words are broken and scaled down Niagara Falls.
Oof.
When I need to pee, I think of Niagara Falls.
Huh.
It works every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm amazed. Doesn't that just make you pee?
Well, it's like, you know, after you do it and you gotta go make yourself pee so you don't get a UTI.
Yeah, I never do that.
I think about Niagara Falls. Works like a charm, ladies.
I don't like to get out of bed.
Yeah, but you have to. Nobody wants a UTI. Those are the worst.
They are pretty bad.
Agreed.
All right, sister. Thanks for calling.
Cool. Bye.
Have a good one.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. I have yoga at 8:30 tomorrow.
That's right.
I did it on purpose so that I didn't do anything tonight. I'm going to be good for the next 3 weeks.
Same.
No, you're not. Can't fool me. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. So I called in earlier about that music video party.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of a different scenario that's maybe a little bit better.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I also called in with a good thing we're not tripping. But I'm playing off of that saying, good thing we're not tripping, Dad. That's six words.
Okay, great.
Well, it was for the time I was really drunk and my dad finally came back from getting cigarettes.
Cool. You'll get him next time.
Yeah. Have a good one. There's a really depressing one on the comments board.
Oh, do I want to hear it?
No.
Who said it?
Jeff in Ottawa.
Ottawa?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What'd he say?
It's really depressing.
Just tell me.
Lost wife, lost kids, lost house.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I told you.
You should have softened the blow a little
Sorry.
Bit.
Sorry.
What the hell? I hope everyone learns a lesson from this show.
Everyone needs to stop drinking immediately.
Or drink responsibly.
I'm sober today.
Today, because you were drunk yesterday.
So? I said, I'm sober today. That's a factual statement.
I don't get loaded anymore. I just get a sweet, sweet buzz.
I didn't mean to. I just didn't eat dinner.
Fatal flaw.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Nothing much. Just waiting for... the nightcap, and I guess.
Cool. What's your six-word story? Can't say that word on the air.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Michelle dumped you.
Yeah.
Michelle dumped all over you.
Dumped you.
Like a dump, like...
Like you were not on the air.
Oh, okay. Phew. That saved. That saved me, then. I feel a lot better now.
Okay, good. I'm glad you feel better.
And I'm glad you felt bad about it.
Okay, well, why'd you just say it again, dude?
I can't say the P word.
Hang up.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Okay, so my six words are the environment, French Montana, baked dinner,
what?
The Super Bowl.
You just went past six
and
words.
Running away.
Okay, do women know how to count?
I don't know. I mean, I know math is hard.
What are you talking about?
That's not six words, bro.
It's less. If you count Super Bowl as one.
I don't know.
I don't think so, sister.
What do you mean, the environment?
The
dinner.
Environment. Super
French
Bowl.
Montana.
The environment, steak dinner, French Montana, soup, and Super Bowl.
That's eight.
French Montana is a name.
It's two words.
I guess I lost.
You think names aren't words?
Well, names is a person.
It's still words.
Yeah, but like pronouns, nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, they're all words. That was a funny laugh. All right, sister, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Have a good one. Who's that weirdo standing in the parking lot?
Is it Ken?
No.
He looks like a bodyguard.
It's for me.
There's a big show here tonight.
What is that guy doing? He's just standing there?
I don't know. There's a show tonight, DuckTales. Come out to Montgomery Hall.
DuckTales. Ooh.
Yeah, that was a good cartoon. 201-209-9368. Is he still there? I can't see him.
Yep. Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, Ken's out there now.
What are the chances of that happening?
What? Yeah.
Congratulations. What are your six words?
Okay, are you going to give me another chance?
Yeah.
Okay. 19, Max's, Von Elmo, under the table.
You went above six.
No, that's six.
Do it again.
19, Max's, Von Elmo.
What's that? Is that
What's
one word?
What's Von Elmo?
That's six.
What's Von Elmo?
Von Elmo is a band. He was, like, electronic music guy.
Cool.
Playing at Max's Kansas City. I was only 19.
I never got to go to Max's.
And I was there with my brother and all my friends. And there were these long tables that, you know, sort of ended at the right at the foot of the stage. And there was all this light show going on, all this, like, amazing electronic music. And before getting there, we were at the Holiday, and I had all my high school friends, and I had...
I tuned out.
I made a mistake, and I met Boilermakers, because that was my boyfriend's drink at the time. And I wanted a Black Russian, because that was my drink at the time.
Oh, cool.
And that was the biggest mistake of my life. By the time midnight came around.
Oh, my goodness. All right, thanks for calling. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, my I peed on someone's Christmas present.
I want to do that.
That's sad.
It's terrible.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Chilling. So mine is Tom Bruno, I Let You Down.
What does it mean?
Well, Tom Bruno was the drummer I played with when I was 18, and he was older, and I tried to book him at my college, and the gig fell through, and I got so drunk that my friends were helping me the next day and told me, man, you were saying some really strange stuff in the middle of the night. You were saying, Tom Bruno, I let you down. And they're like, who's Tom Bruno?
I like that story,
that's
actually.
That's really good.
That's cute. I like that one.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
What's your name?
Yeah. Matt.
Oh, hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
It's my friend Matt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is this the guy who gave me the lighter?
Yeah, this is the guy who gave you the lighter.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you like the color?
Yeah, I love it.
I gave her the silver one. I kept the blue one.
Oh, that's good. Well, those are the special colors of Greece.
Thank you. It's really sweet that you brought me one, too.
Oh, well, my pleasure to both of you.
You're on the list, Matt, with Tom Bruno, I Let You Down. Listen at the end of the hour.
One of the greatest drummers of all time.
Okay, good.
Yes, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Matt.
He's nice.
Yeah, he's
funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
He's in that band Taliban that you name dropped a couple
you
weeks ago.
You mean Taliban?
Yes.
I love that band.
You go to all their concerts.
They're going
to
play our meetup.
No, the Billy Joel cover band's playing our meetup.
Oh, I thought Taliban
was. Well, they're members of Taliban and CSC Funk Band.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is so very confusing. Hi, you're on the radio. What is going on out there?
Hey.
What's up, buddy? Oh, he can't say that?
Did he say the F
word? Bar top, goodbye horses, tucking junk.
Oh, tucking.
You scared Michelle.
Oh, and I was far away. They're trying to figure out whose car it is, I think, who's parked there. People can't get out.
Now Ken is sending an email from his phone. Okay, thanks for calling. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, hey, you ready for the story? Six words?
Okay. Ready.
Monkey stories, monkey follow-up, monkey died. That's seven words.
Monkey what?
Well, it's supposed to be six.
Monkey died. I found this out recently. This happened in the 60s. I'm old.
Well, it's supposed to be six.
Well, it's seven. I apologize.
Then you're disqualified.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right, whatever. I love you anyhow.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hey, Michelle.
It's Franny.
All right. Jack Daniel's honey whiskey hot tub hell.
That sounds
seven
fun.
Words and fun.
Disqualified. Yeah, that sounds terrible. I like saying that.
Yeah, I like you saying disqualified too.
Yeah, it's fun.
People aren't getting my messages and people think I don't write them back.
Oh, is that why you've been ignoring me all week?
You've been texting me all week?
I'm kidding. You fell for it.
People have been texting me. I don't get their texts.
Did you restart?
I'll do it right now.
That always solves everything.
Turn it on and turn it off again, like the 80s.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's up, girls? Cosmic Matrix. All right, here it is. Vomited on the toilet, blamed my roommate.
Meh.
All right.
Disqualified. No, you're not.
No, but it's not good.
Not interested.
I have a good one. Hold on. Let me six word it.
Okay.
It's too hard.
Oh, I have one.
Wait. Okay, I have one. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number two'd chips.
Mm-hmm.
And puked champagne simultaneously.
Oof.
And I would like to add that the chips were salt and vinegar.
Gross.
Disgusting.
I have a new one.
What?
Crystal meth, wild turkey, broken nose.
Crystal meth? What did you do, Crystal meth?
It might have been Special K. It might have been Special K.
Jesus Christ!
That works too, though.
Oh, I got one of those. Damn it. Special K, see mom on date. My friend was like, oh my God, your mom's right there. And I was like, I can't see. I can't see because my depth of field was gone.
Who was she on a date with?
The dude she was dating.
Oh my God. Walked
right past them when they were sitting at a table outside in a cafe or
in
something.
In Miami?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I was like, just keep walking, just keep walking. I can't see, I can't see.
That's a really good one.
I wasn't drunk, though.
They would have known you were messed up.
Yeah, definitely.
The drugs. That you were drinking the drugs.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Sit in a police officer's face.
Oof. Did they beat you up?
It was rough. No, luckily I'm Caucasian. But I did get in trouble.
Idiot.
Lots and lots of trouble.
As you should have.
Yeah, you never mess with a cop.
No, it's too scary.
Like, just do what they say.
Completely randomly, too. Unprovoked.
Weird.
I would have kicked your ass, buddy.
Yeah. You can't spit in someone's face.
Right? I would have kicked your ass so hard.
Someone spit in my face once.
Yeah, I probably should have got my butt kicked.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
Zach says, wow, these girls' stories kick everyone else's butts.
That's right.
Someone wants to know if you've been to rehab.
What? What kind of question is that?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Do you watch your film in the Miami Beach Minute Radio?
Okay.
I got some new equipment.
Hi, you're on the radio. Yeah, you got
There's
a better phone.
Kid, spaghetti tray, guns drawn.
Wait, what?
Something.
Spaghetti?
Spaghetti tray?
Barefoot kick. Spaghetti tray.
I don't know what he's talking about. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. I think I got one. Punched sister. Soda machine crushed me.
A soda machine fell on you?
Yeah, after I punched my sister. I had to assemble all this. I don't remember a lot of it.
These people are dark.
Did you get hurt?
Yeah, I broke my wrist. But
how old were you?
Considering that I punched my sister, it wasn't, you know.
That story's dark, mister.
All right, have a good one.
Messed up. Did you ever hear the Ernest Hemingway six-word story?
Yeah, the baby shoes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Marcel.
Hi.
Hey, Marcel.
Hi, girl.
Okay, tell us your story.
Well, I was like 19, I think, like a freshman or sophomore in college where I was getting blackout drunk all the time. But anyway, long story short, I was on the way back from Columbia University, so like a long train ride. And I fell asleep and I had to like go to the other side of the train. And this MTA worker lady was like cleaning up vomit. And I tried to be like, oh, you know, and like talk to her and be like, that sucks, something, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And she was basically just like, F you, F you, and like started screaming at me. And I tried to like play it cool and be like, come on, man, you know, why? And she just like slapped me. And then a cop came over and she lied to him and told the cop that I used the N-word.
Really?
Wait, yeah. But even that isn't, like, something you're allowed to slap someone for.
Wait, what?
Like, even if you did, that doesn't make her slapping you okay.
Well.
She assaulted you.
Sure, but it would maybe deserve it if I said that. But anyway, it was a traumatic experience for my 19-year-old drunk self.
I would love to see an MTA worker slapping you.
Yeah.
Well, it's
did you have long hair?
I like to tell people.
Did you have long hair like you do now?
Did I? Yeah, I did.
I like it. That story's funny.
A little more froey. Huh.
All right, that's a good one, Marcel. Thanks for calling.
Okay, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Paul D. wants us to talk about your raver years.
I wasn't a raver.
I was a raver for like a month.
I was never a raver.
I went to one rave.
I was never even been to a rave.
Two. One sober, one with drugs.
I've never been to a rave. I just used to hang out on a porch a lot.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so my story in six words is three people on motorcycle in jungle.
Eh.
All right, fair enough. Have a good one.
Is anyone calling?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
21 billiards wins. Beer after each.
You had 21 beers?
Hey, I told the story.
Congratulations. People are weird.
People are weird.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies.
Hey,
hi.
What's up?
All right, so mine is drinking with Slovakians never ends well.
That's cute.
I don't know if you've ever drank with Slovakians, but those people are powerhouses. The times I have, I've either ended up crying or puking.
Oh, no.
And having my best friend's from Slovakia, and her whole family just spends the whole breakfast ridiculing me and laughing at me that I've had, like, three shots and I'm, like, drooling on myself.
I like that story.
I sent my brother to Europe. He went through Europe, and he stayed with my friends in Slovakia. And when he got there, I asked him to text me and say that he was okay. And for 24 hours, I didn't hear anything from him. Apparently, when he got there, they brought him to the bar, and he blacked out for a full 24 hours.
Oh, no.
I remember one thing that happened.
Never ends well.
Nope, never.
Thanks for calling, lady.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. One time, I called the radio.
You're drunk?
Yeah, right now.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's all I got.
What's your name? What did he say?
I don't know.
He's funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my six-word description.
Whoa! I had to hang up.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, but I wanted to know more.
No, you don't keep people like that on the line.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yeah, you are.
I have a story for six words or less.
Let's hear it.
It's actually six
Got
words.
Got caught cheating on Carmen Sandiego.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's a game show that was on PBS in the 90s.
Okay.
You were drunk on the show?
No, I got caught cheating on it.
What does that mean?
I lied about an answer on the show to try and win, and I was caught by the host in the middle of lying, and they had to stop the show and retape it, and they grilled me, and I made myself cry to get out.
And you were drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk. I was doing great.
Oh, the whole show is... The topic of the show is story in six words or less, the drunkest you've been.
Oh, I don't drink.
Well, what the hell?
I thought it was just a story.
Did you not notice all the stories were about alcohol?
I just thought people had really boring stories.
No. I don't know. I'm torn now because that was a really good story.
It was a good story.
It is a good story.
What's your name, buddy?
I don't know if I have any good. I got,
No, don't say anything
else.
Yeah,
don't keep going. Just tell us your name and move on.
Greg.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Greg, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Awesome.
Have a good one. It was a good story.
Disqualified.
It was six words.
It wasn't, it was off topic.
But I liked it.
But it was off topic.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I said something earlier, but I think I said an FCC no-no, so I have it clean for the FCC.
Okay.
We don't need to hear it again.
Yeah, but we heard it already.
Hello?
Yeah, we already heard it.
Oh, okay.
Have a good one. Dale on the comments board says someone should have called in with arrested, arraigned, indicted, tried, convicted, serving.
Yeah, they should have.
That would have been awesome.
Good one, Dale. Dale's a thinker sometimes, huh?
Ra is Rolly says accidentally killed friend's sea monkeys. Bananas. I want sea monkeys.
No, you don't. They smell weird.
Oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. Okay, ready?
Ready.
I felt Mariska's bra and panty.
What?
I felt Mariska's
we heard
bra
it.
And panty.
That's the drunkest you've ever been?
Well, pretty much.
Thanks, all right. Guys. Have a good one. 201-209-9368.
We only have 3 minutes left.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What? Hi. How are you doing?
Great.
Great. How are you doing?
Very good.
All right, let's hear your story. Six words.
So, I got chased by a police helicopter.
Tell us more.
You know, that thing, it happens that you get chased by a police helicopter.
It's never happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you checked?
What? Is this guy... Whatever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Wayne's full sucked on...
Hi, you're on the radio.
People do
okay,
ridiculous
here's
things at that
Drunken
bar.
Drunken birthday burnt down a dormitory.
Oh, baby.
Like with people in it?
With people in it, with cops, with firemen...
That's crazy, dude.
And what they did was they wrapped me up like a mummy in paper towels, shaved off my eyebrow, and put whipped cream and shaving cream all on my hair. And then I came to a little bit. I realized what they did. I lit the place on fire.
Did you get expelled?
Oh, no. I got arrested. I woke up the
next day. For arson?
That's crazy, dude.
That was bad. I woke up the next morning, I was in jail, and I was like, oh, no. And I only had one eyebrow, so everyone in jail made fun of me.
What's your name, buddy?
It's Santo.
Oh, Santo, you had a good story about acid one time, too, didn't you? A
couple weeks ago, yeah. I had a pretty wild time when I was younger.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Sounds like you and Santo would get along pretty well.
Yeah, sounds like
we would. And I've been to Puerto Rico like a dozen times. It's like my favorite place to go.
Nice.
Yes. Actually,
all right, Santo, you're on the list. You might win a T-shirt. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
There's one good one on the comments board. It rhymes with plucked. Yes. An accordionist. No more words. Who's the winner?
Who's up? Who's got it?
Santo with Burning Down the Dorm.
That's a good one.
Matt with Tom Bruno, Let You Down.
That's a good one.
Cuddle Party Spoon Moby never called in. Know It All Naked in Front of David Bowie seems stupid now. So then the Tiki Lighter Fluid was an apple juice.
You pick and we gotta go.
I can't. You pick.
No, I don't wanna pick.
You pick.
Nope.
You pick.
Hate making decisions.
Santo, you burned down a dorm. You win a free T-shirt. Email us your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah!
Time there were folks who had been promised 40 acres and a mule, and they were told that a man with their legal papers could be expected on a train from Washington. There were folks who waited for him, and there are folks who are still waiting for him. But you can't depend on the train from Washington. It's 100 years overdue.
Chop BK to Colorado, you can stand up. Black Rose popping, hit the foul and got the and one. Obama not president no more, we got the damn Trump. Hoping they gon' wrap him up and put him in the damn trunk. Lies being sold, 6 p.m. on CNN, cuz lies being sold. Russia putting their demands up, praying for Iran. Inshallah, my niggas hands up. Obama want the nukes, but Trump will tell you put that land up. No tears, black as Omarosa, nigga, man up. No apprenticeship, I ain't asking, dog, I ran up. Black entitlement, 40 acres in a damn truck. All we ever got is Section 8 housing, damn HUD. Teens pulling triggers, they can't even put their pants up. Gunshots popping, people dying in the damn mud. My hitter, Ivy lost a family in the damn flood. Hurricane Katrina, pack a Nina for these damn bucks. Buckshot chopper, cock a shotty for this land, bruh. Pop that, he drop a for these bags, bruh. Freedom over slavery was never in the plans, bruh. Freedom over slavery was never in the plans, bruh. Freedom over slavery was never. I need this 40 acres in a damn mule. You still waiting on that paper, you's a damn fool. Yeah, I got this 40 in a damn ox. 50 balls a minute now, get your hands out. And I'ma take mines with my damn tools. American experience, I'm missing damn screws. Got this 40 ounce of liquor in this damn boots. Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang forever.
It only happens when people don't dwell on.
Shot.
A1 since day one. Young whippersnapper, uptown's a grade one. Never been a type to run from a face, son. I done lined it up with him. Up at 5 a.m., labor ready with the Mexicans. I done grind with them. Now I just line up rhythms for my niggas in the system. My nigga that be sitting up in prison. Bro got that MP3 player, I'm thankful he can listen. Break his mind out of prison. While the beat kicking, he be sitting. Collect call, he like, Chop, you be spitting. What you trying to kick, wisdom? I be like, hell no. I'm just trying to have your mind on for real mode. They be trying to keep a nigga on Rob Cheek steel mode. Batons to your back, kick you with them steel toes. Out here with black roses, and there we still rose. Still trying to take what they still owe. Yeah, still trying to take what they still owe. Yeah, still trying to take what they still owe. Yeah, we still trying to take
it. People don't dwell on.
When the time you seen Pop? When I was in Iraq, that was me. I front line, never played the back. I let the team rock from the waist. I never had to lift the mop. Mind rotating like a chamber, let the cop. Lane nigga, up north, wishing they can beat y'all. High school, lunch table, love to hit the beatbox. Hate to get strong, but love to hear me kick the speech. I bro, homeless, gang, gang, nigga, threes up. Call my nigga Chewy, he gon' probably put that cheese up. Two-steppin' in the pair of Nikes and some knee socks. Reppin' for the black men that be running from the beat cops. Trying to get home and not catch 53 shots. Stay reppin' to the day, it's nothing to the cheap pop. Split a Splitterello, Frank Dutch, we got a heat rock. Somebody split a Dutch and wrote a leaf up.
Trying not to catch three shots. Trying not to catch three shots.
Recognition and the shine, so I grind all the time, but never mind, cause used to want for you to want for me to rhyme in my prime just to shine, never got it, but used to want the recognition and the shine, so I grind all the time, but never mind, cause used to want for you to want for me to rhyme in my prime just to shine, never got it, but
yeah. Say I only do it for me, and truthfully, I don't care if you don't like what I speak. Flow is elite, you put it on beats, it's like a masterpiece. And I got it on lock and swallowing the master key. Feel like a catastrophe when rappers think they laugh at me. Still moving forward, running backwards, no catching me. Cause actually, I used to want the props that I wasn't getting. Nowadays, I just want they spot and recognition. Just to get noticed, gotta play the role of politician. They believe everything else before they start to listen. Here's the contradiction, when you hear these rappers spitting, they ain't half as dope as what they market and presenting. Go figure, they look good, with no substance and no focus. Blogs want me to pay for postings. It's just hope. And a waste of time. That's why I pay these haters no mind. Cause
used to want the recognition and the shine, so I grind all the time, but never mind. Cause used to want for you to want for me to rhyme in my prime just to shine. Never got it, but never wanna see me shine, but out here hating on my grind, but never wanna see me shine, but out here hating on my grind, but
voila. I appear, it's sneakers, same colors, Pam Greer. They can't stop my shine like a chandelier. Too high up on rappers, that's facts. Crack backs on rhymes, relap tracks. Make niggas bring that ish back like a refund for 3 months. You don't get beat up, you get tree stumped. Beaches took an increased bump. Maximize my situation, never beneath chumps. I did music before blogs was born. Now they wanna try to treat me like the children of the corn. Rap politicians never own bitch or porn. I ain't got my hands out, nigga, that's why I'm not on. Niggas bare ass sitting on grass, I never lost a battle. Your whole life in the audit raffle. Nobody taking my spot, I'm in my prime. I'm taking more than chunks, nigga, this victim.
Want the recognition and the shine, so I grind all the time, but never mind, cause used to want for you to want for me to rhyme in my prime just to shine, never got it, but never wanna see me shine, but out here hating on my grind, but never wanna see me shine, but
out here hating on my grind, but ghost in a machine, shit. Yeah. Block with cloud. DMG. Yeah. Yeah. Betty Knowledge. DMG. Suicide Squad. You ready? It's after me. Man, I'm asking my alliance. 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 This ain't this shit they teach you in college. Check it.
Pestilence, famine, desolate, damning, human populace barren, planning the banner, sitting, watching the death dealers swearing, gripping the weapon, equipping the clips of ripping and unzipping, reverend, been destined for heaven until I was seven. I whispered the illest lie, it was either that or die. Full play with Lucifer's spouse, I eat the devil's pie. My mind majestic as beside, relentless as a tear for eyes. Every night sending prayers to the sky. Give my congregation credit, they read me backwards, calling me dog like they dyslexic. I used to be a skeptic until I invested in looked in the mirror, it couldn't be clearer. Near to the end of the galaxy, Yahweh inside of me. I'm turning ink to gold, it's alchemy mixed with agony. God particles and human anatomy. Throw my brother out to stab me like a Roman trap.